Hi, welcome to Zuli Talks. I recently posted my first poster on Facebook, WhatsApp, on my stories, and someone inboxed me. It was anonymous, so I can't reveal the name. It says, "Hi Zuli, I see on your post that you usually write about self-love. How can I achieve self-love? Well, I have no zero success. I recently lost my job. And with that, it drove me to lose the woman that I love. So how? I'm just asking, how can I achieve self-love? Do I even deserve to love myself with all these failures?" Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm very sorry that this is happening to you. But it's a good thing at least we can talk about it and maybe spread the word to other people who may be feeling the same. At this particular moment, I hope it gets to them. I hope what I say helps you or moves you even a bit, a tiny, tiny bit. I hope it does. So, the thing is, confidence is, it's important to us in life, like in our every second of our life, in our every day of our life, like even in your lowest point in life, in your rock bottom status in life, you still need confidence to stand up. You need confidence to look up. You need confidence to overcome your fears. You need confidence to help you stretch to the limits that you have never done. You need confidence to do better than before. And you may be saying that, how can I have confidence? Well, I have nothing. Or how do I know confidence? Well, I can say maybe in life there's a particular time that you had achieved something and you are feeling so good about yourself. You are feeling so nice. You are feeling so confident. You have to like try to remember that feeling, that confidence. Then take that and act it out right now, because if you don't have confidence, no, but we can compliment you. People can compliment you. People can love you. People can show you love. But if you don't love yourself, nobody can do that for you. People can look at you, can compliment you. Hey, you look good. But if you don't feel confident about you, that nobody can do that for you. So you gotta try to present yourself with confidence, walk with confidence, talk with confidence, the way you carry yourself with confidence. Try to remember that confidence that you had once. Use it now. Always give a smile on your face. Look people in the eye. By the way, if you right now, as of right now, maybe you're in your rock bottom, God forbid, so in your rock bottom, people like some people really like using people when they're in their vulnerable situation in life. So you gotta be confident. Try to give genuine compliments to people. Give compliments to people, and when they feel good about themselves, you'll feel good too. Trust me, it does work. I usually tried. I like complimenting people before they do, and it feels good to make somebody feel good. You'll feel good yourself. And practice appreciating yourself. Practice appreciating what you have, what you had, what you could have achieved. Hold on to that. You gotta hold on to that to fight to your next battle of achieving all that. And play by your strength. Play by your strength. Whatever thing you know that you can do better, nobody can tell you anything. Nobody can outdo you in that particular stuff. Do it good. Do it more. Do it better. Just do it. Do it for no reason. Just do it because you do it good. You gotta do all those things that make you feel good. Do those things that make everyone know, this thing is only someone can do. Like, it's just Nani can do this. Yeah, and also accept your imperfections. In this area, I can't do anything. In this area, I'm not good at this. Don't let them put you down, but at least you know your position. Like, at least you know yourself. You know, I can do this better, and this one, no, I can't do this one.